Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. I am really looking forward to today's conversation. So this is all about how to show up even if you really, really, really don't want to. And this is a live and hot off the press, very, very relevant one for me today. Because sometimes, right, it is just not happening. Sometimes you cannot muster the energy to show up for your business, even though you know you should. Even though you love your work, you love your clients, you love what you're working on, you love what your day ahead is scheduled to be, even if there's no real reason why you shouldn't be fizzing with energy and ready to go, your mojo, it just seems to have left the building. And this conversation today is directly for these times. So here are my top tips of how to show up regardless. Not just phoning in, but really, really, really show up for your business. My name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach. I help female entrepreneurs grow authentic and aligned businesses. So why am I talking about this today? Well, this is true of me today. I ran something called an XO race last night. An XO race is something that my friend Dave signed me up for, and I said yes in a moment of weakness. And it is a cross between Challenge Annika and Race Across the World. And I had the best time. So what we had to do is assemble in Leeds City Centre at 6 p.m. and download an app. And then the app would enter race mode and we had to assemble at a certain point, at which point the map would be revealed. And then there were 32 checkpoints across Leeds City Centre that we had to navigate to, scan a code, to get the points and then complete a series of challenges in order to get the points. So I was sprinting up and down the multi-storey at Leeds John Lewis, which is 10 floors, if you've ever been. Hideous, absolutely hideous. There were sprints across footbridges. There were mental challenges as well, which I really enjoyed. You know, it was full on Crystal Maze, Challenge Annika type mindset. And we had the best time doing it. It was really, really fun, even though we didn't particularly do very well. We came 19th out of 24 teams, and I think two of the teams below us were control teams. However, we had an absolute blast doing it, but we got in quite late. Well, late for me anyway. And so I didn't sleep very well because I was kind of pumped from the adrenaline and the post-race fizzy drinks. Didn't sleep well, had to kick my husband out of bed for snoring. Woke up with like my feet aching, my back aching, all that stuff when you start racing, doing races and running when you're in your 40s. And I woke up this morning and just had that feeling of surely it can't be morning, surely it can't be morning yet. And I just felt rubbish, lying in bed, in denial that it was time to get up, thinking about the day ahead and just being like, oh my gosh. And if anybody is watching or listening to this who is part of my day ahead, let's be really clear. I am really looking forward to what I have scheduled today. I've got a gorgeous networking thing. I've got some other meetings and I'm running a corporate workshop, which I am really, really excited to deliver. However, and this is what I'm speaking to, my mind hadn't quite caught up with that yet. And so in order to show up for the amazing day I had scheduled, I had to do the things, I had to do the inner work. And so this is what I want to share today. It's my top tips of how to do that, because it is really common, right, isn't it? We've got busy lives, we can't stop doing things, but sometimes it is just not happening. So here are my top tips. So let's go. So number one is to make sure that your vision is exciting enough for you. The vision that you have for your life and for your business and for the things that you are doing, it's got to feel like yours. It's got to hit you in the heart and it's got to hit you in the gut. It's got to make your skin tingle and make you think, oh yeah, that's mine. Because if it is not exciting, it is not going to be compelling enough for you to step out your comfort zone. It's going to be so much easier to tolerate staying still and wallowing in how you're feeling, rather than feeling that pull towards making the effort to change how you're feeling. Hopefully that makes sense. So number two is positive visualization. And when I learned to do this, it was a game changer for me. So 5 minutes, all you need is 5 minutes. I do this either in the shower or in the ice tub. I'm going to be honest, ice tub was not on the cards this morning. So in the shower, all you need is 5 minutes to think about the identity, the next level identity that you are stepping into. You think about the person you're becoming, how they would show up, how they would feel, the impact that they're having, how they stand, how they comport themselves, what they believe, what their values are. All that stuff, you really, really visualize that next level version of you, and then you step into it. That in itself is amazing. Okay, let's move on to number three, which is having really solid rituals, not routines. And it's really important to understand the distinction. A routine is something that is like a... routines are really, really helpful and they give you structure, but they can become a little bit meaningless, they can become a little bit automatic, and therefore they lose their power. A ritual is something that has meaning behind it, that has, it just helps you step into the energy of that person that you're becoming. So for example, washing your hands after you go to the loo is a routine, putting your makeup on is a routine, doing your hair, choosing your clothes, all that stuff. However, choosing jewellery that has a particular meaning, lighting a candle that evokes a particular smell, that is a ritual. So having those little tiny rituals, those anchor points, just helps focus you and again, change your state, change your energy, which is all we're trying to do here. And then number four is building the muscle of positive discipline. Now, I am sometimes accused of being all about kind of airy-fairy feminine energy. I'm just going to sit here and manifest and wait for the universe to deliver the thing. No, you can't sit there and wait for things to happen. You have got to build positive discipline. You've got to take action. Aligned action, absolutely, and it's got to feel good, but you've got to take action. No use waiting for things to happen or the stars to align or for you to feel like it. You've got to make it happen yourself. Because action is its own reward. Taking action is its own reward. It feels good, right? It feels good to be in motion. And it's easy to course correct if it turns out to be a misstep, but you've got to take that action in the first place. Take action, and then the next right step will reveal itself, and then the next right step, and then the next right step, because action brings clarity and it feels good. Number five is an interesting one, because I'm going to give you a get out clause. Sometimes you don't need to. You don't need to do these things. Sometimes an empowered no is more important than making yourself do the thing. And so it's that discernment, of being able to recognize that today it's not right for me to do the thing. And then rather than it being a cop-out, you are giving an empowered no. I'm making a decision. I am not doing the thing today. And you feel good about that. It feels good. It is the right decision for you. Tip number 6 is about making it fun. Sometimes we just make it into a thing. We make it harder than it needs to be. So what can you do to make your day more fun, more enjoyable, bring more joy into the things that you have to do? Can you make it into a game? Can you gamify it? And then number 7 is understand what you're making it mean. What's that little voice popping up in your head when you think about what you are the day ahead and what you've got to do? Is it is that little voice saying it's hard, it's too hard for you, it's scary, you might get it wrong, you might be rejected, you might look foolish? Understand what you are making it mean and then reframe it so it is in line with your vision. I can do this. It is going to be fun. I am going to change people's lives today. Whatever it is that you need to believe in order to have that positive, supportive mindset. And then finally, number 8, celebrate. When you've done the thing, when you've shown up as you would want to show up, as that next level version of you, celebrate and bask and give yourself a high five in the mirror and a pat on the back. Because, well, we don't celebrate our achievements enough and give ourselves kudos for doing the things enough. And also because, again, it builds that muscle of positive discipline. You can do it. You can change your state. You can show up for yourself. And that in itself is really, really powerful. So these have been my top 8 tips for how to show up for yourself when you really, really, really don't want to. Let me know how you get on. Let me know which of these have particularly resonated for you. Let me know if you tried something different and how it's worked out for you.
So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.